The Medford Area School District regular Board of Education meeting was held last Thursday evening. Here's School District Superintendent Pat Sullivan.
We listened to a presentation from Andy Gooden, our activities director. The board did approve starting a clay pigeon shooting club, grades 6 through 12. So we look forward to getting, offering another opportunity for kids to get involved in something. The next order of business was quite a lengthy discussion on the swimming pool locker room project at the high school. A month ago, we had passed a motion for a plan. That plan did not increase the number of fixtures, toilets and sinks and urinals. It did not increase that number when this project is done from what is there right now. A board member brought forward that topic again, made an attempt to enhance that project. So, in other words, so it would have more of those things when the project is done. So there was a long discussion about finding other revenue sources that the school board has at its discretion to enhance that project, to make more storage, to make, again, more fixtures in the bathrooms. And in the end, that motion was defeated. So the project will go forward with just spending the allotted amount through the referendum. It will give us a family locker room, we'll call it, separate from the boys and girls locker room. So that family locker room will have a handicap accessible fixtures. And it obviously is an opportunity there for, if a father is up there with his daughter or a mother is up there with her son, you have a privacy spot, just for you and your child. And then the locker rooms themselves, when the project is done, they will have new fixtures in there, but, we will not have any more toilets, sinks, and urinals. Little discussion on bleachers and that project, the football field. Some months ago when we were getting bleacher reports, estimates on costs, we were finding, again, this had been back in September, October, the estimates were coming in real high, and we were looking at, are we going to have to decrease the number of seats? Now we're starting to see those prices change. It is looking more and more like we're going to get what we wanted, the 1,500 seats, and we're going to get it, closer to the price that we had in the referendum. Again, a little more discussion on the middle school project. Not much has changed there from month to month. The plan is still to have the buses drop off, in back, come in off of Broadway, and have the parents drop off, where the front of the middle school is right now, or over by the gymnasium. Some of the other things that we had on the agenda last night, we did certification of the candidates for the upcoming election, the spring election. The school board members that did attend the WASB convention, which is the Wisconsin Association of School Boards, we were there. I went with four school board members last week to Milwaukee. Each board member shared with the rest of the board the sessions that they attended and some of the ideas that they pulled out of those sessions. Jeff Albers presented the 2015-16 audit. That is available for anyone to take a look at. But in a nutshell, the auditors or the audit report showed that the Medford School District is in good standing, and we were given high marks on our accounting practices and on the business office overall. Laura Lundy presented her curriculum connection. She did it reviewing for the board the mini slate conference that the Medford School District hosted last Friday. We had the Gilman School District and the Rib Lake School District here as well. We brought in a nationally renowned speaker, Kevin Honeycutt. Lots of different sessions for teachers, for employees of the district to attend. The other thing was that we talked about a few policies that the policy committee is looking at. We are looking to change our Medford retirement benefit. Again, we're proposing this. It hasn't been decided yet, but what we're looking at is currently right now you have to be age 55 and work either 15 years or 20 years or 25 or 30 years. That's kind of the benchmarks. We're looking at employees that put in 20 years not having to get to age 55. So we're looking at removing the age 55 minimum for employees that work 20 or more years. So again, that's still in the discussion stage. We had a number of other policies, as we always do, that are always available upon request for any district taxpayer, for anybody. They're also out on our webpage.
Our thanks as usual to Medford School District Administrator Pat Sullivan and his report from last Thursday's regular school board meeting.